Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to HowSuperDoc.com. I'm your host, Freddie Howard.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today is December the 23rd, 2012. We want to welcome you to House Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. Our host is Freddie Howard. We want to thank all of you that are joining us today. This is the 23rd of December. Some 8 days after the massacre on December the 14th of the children and the teachers in New Hope in Connecticut. We want to thank you all for Newtown. It has been in the heart and in the hope and prayers of all of this nation as well as around the world. We also want to send out a very special message to Brother Jeff Hawkins and them at Hope Builders Ministry. Hope Builders Ministry is making disciples who make disciples. Their mail and address is P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. Their telephone number is 540-949-5344. You may email them at hopebuildersministries.org. A special message for you as we tug at your heart this morning. Hope Builders Ministries Dignity Project. You can find them on the web at hopebuildersministries.org/programs/17.html. Hope Builders Ministries Associate Ministries. Hope Builders Ministries' vision is to reach Africa for Jesus Christ with the gospel and collaboration with Indigenous Partners Ministries in Africa. Indigenous Partners Ministries in Africa are the men and women and children right there in Zambia and any parts of Africa that Hope Builders Ministries come in contact to give them the word through Bibles for Believers, through finances, through advisors, through the Tibuhu Foundation and the many orphanages there in Zambia and all other parts of Africa. Hope Builders Ministry's vision is to reach Africa for Jesus Christ with gospel collaborations with Indigenous Partners Ministries in Africa. HopeBuildersMinistries.org focus is upon training pastors and African leaders and planting local Indigenous churches throughout Africa. We thank you for that. We thank Brother Jeff Hawkins, our Zambia coordinator, for his untireless work with his wife Lou Ann as they travel periodically to Zambia, and they just come back from the fall mission, and he's with his family, and we hope him the best of Christmas, him and all of his family. From House Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, my wife Mary, my son Notorio, Rashad, my daughters, Chitunda, Nikki, Yolanda, all of my grandchildren, Samaya, Sanaya, TJ, Jordan, Kelsey, my in-laws, Sharonda, Adrian, to all of my family that makes up the Howard family, my sisters and brothers, all of us here in Alabama, we want to say Merry Christmas to all of you at Hope Builders Ministry, and especially to Tabuhu, who has 550 orphans in his care. The Dignity Project in Zambia continues to grow as you help all of you throughout this world that extend your hand to help us. We appreciate that help. As you help support orphans and widows, you can become a partner with us by sponsoring the Dignity Project for just $30 a month. That's on an average of $1 per day, based on 30 days in a month. Help feed, clothe, and educate orphans in Zambia. On behalf of all of us at Hope Builders Ministry Dignity Project, we want to say thank you. Open your hearts this morning, December the 23rd. Open your hearts this morning. There was a lady I met, Gina Reyna, some while back. And we talked, and we had some contact with Tabuhu. We continue that effort, in spite of difficulties, to do what is needed for all of the children there in Africa. Again, we want to thank you. Please go to our website on Facebook and check out what we're doing and why we're doing and why we do it. Today is also the day after Newton's victim funerals and services for Josephine Grace and Marquise Green. Emily Parker was on Saturday. And guess what? Coming up on the weekend, there will be burial of other victims from the December the 14th tragedy there. And I'm often reminded of something that the President Barack Obama said. And he said, he was talking about the arguing and the bickering and the squabbling going on between him and the Republicans and other political leaders in the USA over the cliff arguments. What does it take for us to understand that God is trying to tell us something? He didn't use those words. But what does it take for us to realize that the things that are taking place in this world is birthing pains of change? And those birthing pains of change is Jesus Christ returning to us, returning here for his church. And that church has to be without a spot or wrinkle. We as human beings, we got to change. Some are changing every day. A grieving community will lay the final victims of the Sandy Hook shooting to rest this weekend. Several funerals are scheduled for three students, Josephine Gray, and Marquise Green, and Emily Parker. That was Saturday's funeral. As we continue to talk to you here about Hope Builders Ministry, we also looking at Sunday morning's lesson for December the 23rd. And guess what the subject is? The key verse is, "Be therefore followers of God as dear children," Ephesians 5:1. "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children," Ephesians 5:1. This is powerful Sunday school lesson for America. Throughout those that are having Sunday school lessons today, especially from our church of the faith series, from Sunday school curriculum, the Baptist teachers, we want to thank all of you that have been with us throughout this series, and we especially thank those at Hope Builders Ministry, Brother Jeff Hawkins, and all of those people at Hope Builders Ministry. Thank you. As we continue this morning, on Monday, December the 17th, as we were studying, getting ready for today's lesson, December the 17th, light dawns for the righteous, which came from Psalms 97. Psalms 97. Then, this was lessons that we, parts of the scripture that we studied as we prepared to get ready for Sunday's Sunday school lesson. Then on Tuesday, December the 18th, the subject was the way of darkness. Ephesians 4, 17 and 24 is talk about how we as men prefer evil. Then when we got to, I want to put our next song on. We are on random play for our music this morning, as we have been all week. In other words, we just turn on the recorder and the storage unit here, where we have hundreds of CDs and thousands of songs, and we just turn it on. We don't know what's coming up unless we push the button to display what the song is, to tell us what it is, and we just let God's word, God's control, and bring the songs up in a timely fashion, and they are seemingly just right for the occasion. But as we continue this morning, we're going to play a song as we get ready to turn to Ephesians, Psalms 97, to talk about light dawn for the righteous and the way of darkness. You listen to House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, come to you from 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. I'm your host, Freddie Howard. Stay with us.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hand. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that.
Yeah.
somebody, tell them, I got the victory. Come on, tell them, I got the victory. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. Keep in me. Come on, man.
I am in tears this morning. For us as humanity, and for myself as well. We are still here, and God is calling to us to come home. Through His Son, Jesus Christ, the Creator, who came through 42 generations, through Virgin Mary. The day that we celebrate in a few days. We are still here, calling for you. Asking you to give to Hope Fearless Ministry and other things here. Men of God. Men of God. Answer the call.
I had to go to the doctor. He said, I wasn't going to make it. Does anybody here know God brought you? I can't hear you. Does anybody here know God brought you? Yeah. Oh, I'm still here. Yes, our mercy and grace.
As we go to the throne this morning to offer up prayer, we repeat this song here. It's by the Mississippi Mass Choir as they sing. Open your hearts this morning. In spite of all the iniquity that we have been through and trials that we do and the storm that's taken this nation, physically, spiritually, winds and rains and death and murders and things of that, the birth and pains of change. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, your Creator, God the Father, Jesus the Son, on their way back. Enjoy. You're listening to House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor,
please stay with us, sir. We'll be back in a minute.
But I'm still here. Tell somebody else that. It's not the good that I have done. Do I have to win it again? So many things. But in spite of all that, look at somebody, tell them, I got the victory. Come on, tell them, I got the victory. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. Keep in me. Come on, say it.
Days of darkness and the storm that threatens to cover us, Jesus. That threatens to cover us. Oh, I tried to get myself a little bit composed, but the tears are still flowing, and but I'm going to proceed in Jesus Christ. God, our awesome conqueror, is righteous and just. He knows the balance in the scales of whatever man do. And whatever he does is still within the plan of God for us, for the good of us all, as we struggle with the burials and tragedies that's taking place. I've seen so many, and you that are listening have seen so many things take place in this country over the years that it just looked like, what does it take? What does it take for us to begin a larger change on the parts of humanity, in the hearts of man that I'm talking about? Excuse me, but I'm not talking about externally. I'm talking about the inside, the heart. As I was moved earlier to tears here, as we was about to begin our study for today and our ministry to you here at House of Production Gospel, Psalms 27, which was the lesson in scripture and preparations for today's lesson. And it was about today's lesson about a living example. Let's go to Psalm 27. This was the study for Monday morning. and which I started with in preparation. It gives you a lesson every day of the week leading up to the Sunday's lessons. The Lord's strength, this is the 97th song. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteous and judgment are the habitations of his thing. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightning enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, as the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idolatry, worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the children of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgment of the Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, and art exalted above all gods. Yet that love thee, ye that love the Lord, hates evil. You that love the Lord hates evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hands of the wicked. Let me read that again for you. This is the, 10th verse of 97th song. It says, ye that love the Lord hate evil. You that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the soul and his saints. He delivereth them out of the hands of the wicked. Light is swords for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks to the remembrance of his holiness. Talking about God, our awesome conqueror, which is righteous, he is righteous, and he is just. Let's go to the part that I talked about earlier about living as a new person in spite of your darkness and your iniquity in which you were conceived in. And that starts with Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse, living as a new person. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. We're talking about unbelievers. We're talking about sinners. We're talking about people who walk and live indifferent to Jesus Christ. He's talking about the Gentiles. There are two people here on earth, two types of human beings. They're Jews and Gentiles. Let's go to verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. We are talking about unbelievers. When being past who being past feelings have given themselves over to and into lavishness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not to learn from Christ, but ye have not so also learn Christ. They don't know Christ. The unbeliever do not know Christ. There is an element in this country, in this nation, and in this world that perpetrates the evil that was perpetrated on December the 14th. That is of Satan, who seeks to sift us as wheat that did not come from God. Even though God allowed it to happen because of the choices made by all of the people surrounding that situation, the mother, the young man that did the shooting, all of those choices led to where they were that day. The awesomeness and omnipotent, all-knowing power of God. He lets you choose your travel and your walk in this life. If so, be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye must put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. He's telling you to give up that old way now, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. We are conceived in sin. Forgive this sniffling ain't going on, but I'm still in tears and fighting through these words in Christ Jesus for your sake as well as mine. And he renewed in the spirit of your mind, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In other words, renew your mind, change, repent, get a different mindset. Stop falling after the evilness that is in your life. Stop falling at the evilness that you see walking before you and around you. Be set apart. Be in Christ Jesus. Call out to him, regardless of what lifestyle you are in now. Ask him to come into your heart, to walk with you, to indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the faith that is required that you may walk upright with Jesus Christ in spite of your iniquity. Verse 24 says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Verse 25 says, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that is man. Minister grace unto the heathens, and grace, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed unto the day or redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamoring and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now you know why they can't get along in Congress. And be ye kind one another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Lord have mercy. Living as a new person. Background lesson from Ephesians 4:17 through verses verse 32. As we continue here on House of Production Gospel, we again repeat a beautiful song for you on Sunday morning. The time is 15 minutes after 6 here in the studio as we prepare to during our lesson in our radio program.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get up. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that. Some people wrote me off, but I'm still here. Jesus wrote me in. I'm still here. I had to cry sometimes. I can't hear you. Come on, say it. I had to go to the doctor. He said I wasn't gonna make it. Does anybody here know God brought you? I can't hear you. Does anybody here know God brought you?
We're still here. The fact that you are still here is that God still has work for you to do. He still has work for you to do. As we finished, as we continue here on House of Production Gospel, we talked about the old you and vanity of your mind, like many of us as Gentiles are today. You know that the reason why He has not come yet is that it is the time of the Gentiles. He's giving more of us, you and I, that are non-Jews, time to come to Him. That's what's taking place now. That's what's taking place in this period of grace, in the dispensation time of grace. That's why Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father, waiting to hear you say, come through His throne and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation. And forgive our debtors as we forgive our debtors. And forgive our trespasses as we give those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The new you in Christ is where we want you to be. We hope that you are leading in that direction. Putting away the old ways, as we talked about there, and the way of darkness. And now for December the 20th, leading up to the 23rd, which is today's lesson, put away the old ways. Be careful how you live. Be careful how you live. You just can't live anyway, and be satisfied with it. You just can't live anyway. Do you realize that? You just can't do anything and be in Christ Jesus. That is one of the major problems with the difference between folks that are in Christ and in church and attending church. In the church, there are some people that are not believers as well. They are just in there, sitting down, warming a pew, and not in Christ Jesus. Those that are not coming to church, they watch our lives and see what we do, and they use that as an excuse. That's where human beings are. That's why, God, you need to watch your walk. You need to be worthy of the calling of Jesus Christ. You got to be Christ-like. Love, care for people. Stop treating people any kind of way and saying anything you can about people. Be tender-hearted and loving like Christ, like He asked you to. That's in, we have, be careful how you live. That's in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, 15th through the 20th verse. The 15th through the 20th verse. Ephesians 5, 15 to 20. Be careful how you live. We have seen His star. And when we talk about a star, we're talking about Jesus Christ, God Almighty. We talk about the wise men that were searching for Jesus Christ, that traveled and found the baby and Mary and Joseph. His star is Jesus Christ, your guiding star, your compass. We have seen his glory, his awesome glory, the unique character, omnipotent, awesome power, the traits of what Jesus Christ is like, raising people from the dead, the awesomeness of God, the creation. These are all signs of God. I said yesterday, as we were doing our Christmas shopping, and my wife and them was walking around Sam's store there in Montgomery, and I stood by one of those large screen television with beautiful color, and the program, the movie that was on was called Planet Earth. And the magnificent creation of this earth and all of the creatures and the heights of the mountains and the snow and the storms and the multitude of animals and beasts of all kinds and all sizes and all shapes and colors shows the omnipotent, awesome power of Jesus Christ, God Almighty. You mean to tell me you that are not in Christ can't see that as God's hands and awesome glory? He can do anything. Oh, I see. We have seen his glory. That's John, the first chapter, verses 6 through 14. And then for Saturday, which was yesterday, we have seen his glory, John, the first chapter, 6 through the 14th verse. And today, Sunday, December the 23rd, lights shine in the darkness. Lord have mercy, what the slaughter of those children and teachers was on December 13th showed you how dark things can be. But that's not as dark as it's going to get. There is more coming. There is more coming. We have not seen all of the birthing pains of change. Do you notice how a woman, when she's about to ready to conceive and is pregnant, how many different changes and all types of things take place with her body as she grows that child within her? It is awesome what God is doing in this word and showing us to let us know, I am on my way back. I am on my way back, and I will be back soon. Stay with us here on House of Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, Sunday morning, December the 23rd, 2012, as we prepare this weekend, a grieving community as well as all around us, as well as this, in this nation, to lay the final victims of Sandy Hook shooting to rest this weekend. Thank you. As we continue with today's broadcast, you know, we think about what we do and how we live every day. And it really is important that you remember. People sometimes think their thoughts, their fears, and their actions are hidden, and their secrets from others don't know about. An example is this internet. The things that you have seen, things that you have read, things that you have watched, God sees it, and there is a record on the internet of it. I am guilty of the same. But God knows what happens when these secrets are exposed to light. I just pray that I be able to stand, God willing. The writer of the book of Ephesians told us that as Christians, we always live in Christ's light. He sees it all, which overcomes all darkness, you know. We are also told that in Matthew 2, 1 through 11, remember I told you earlier about those wise men, that the wise men received a light into their lives when they found the young Jesus and were overwhelmed with joy. The time is which we celebrate this coming day and the days ahead, the birth of Jesus Christ. What about you? Are you searching for him? As we celebrate Christmas, what examples are we showing others as we go to and from? Shopping and sharing, are we better off talking our examples or walking our examples? Which one? Hall of Fame, and if Coach Don Shula Shell, a story about being a good example. And he's talking about how he had an illness and he had been put in the hospital, had the surgery and all kinds of things like that. But after that surgery, he came back out there on that field in a wheelchair to prepare his men for that game. He was an example of an example and walking the example that which he wanted to portray to his players. The Hall of Fame NFL coach Don Shula shared his story about being a good example. He said, I don't know any other way but to lead by example. And that was during the 1994-95 football season. Shula ruptured his Achilles tendon. The day he had the operation was the first regular season practice he had missed in his 20 years with the Dolphins. After the operation, Don was taken to recovery and then to his hospital room, where he was scheduled to stay overnight. But watch this. By 2:30 in the afternoon, he had enough of the hospital. He asked the doctor for his crutches and was on his way home shortly afterward. By 5:30 the next morning, he was up, writing, wanting to attend mass, then go to practice. By 10 a.m., he was on the practice field in a golf cart. Lord have mercy. Shula's energy and his drive. The moral of the story, if as a coach, if you expect commitment, demonstrate the same to your team. If you expect excellence, demonstrate the same for your team. The team won't learn anything in a better way than seeing you do the very thing you want them to do. Being a Christian, being Christ-like, loving and caring. That's why we tug at your heart, asking you to give. I have given, and I continue to give. I have given, and I will continue to give. Let's continue today's lesson. Sunday, December the 23rd, the weekend where we bury the final people, the teachers and the children. that were killed on December the 14th. As we celebrate the lives of those we bury, walk in the light of Jesus Christ. Be like Jesus. Love, care, uplifting. Say words of encouragement to those in need. Let them know they may be in darkness, but you, as a Christian, will help lead them to the light with the word of Christ. Uplifting, joyful, joyful, joyful time. That's why we celebrate a life. We celebrate it because a better day, they are headed for a better place and a better time. Woo! Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the loud cymbal. Praise Him. Let Him know. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Creator, is in our midst. And the Son, Jesus Christ, sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting to hear you say, Our Father, which art in heaven. Woo! Lord have mercy. Joy. Joy, 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 joy. To House of Production Gospel Block Talk Radio, come to you from 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. I'm your host, Freddie Howard, coming to you from way down south in Alabama on a Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, that is, as we prepare to continue our lesson today. Since we are just about 2 days away before Christmas, we must ask ourselves what our Christmas preparations, whatever you're doing, reflect living after the example of Christ. Are you being an example? According to Dr. Wayne Barber, Paul is saying, be an imitator of God. Are you being an imitator of God now, today? In what ways? In the fact that we walk in His love, we are to be the imitators of God's love. What Paul is saying is, don't talk about His love. Walk His love, live it, express it. Don't tell everybody you have it. Show them that you have it. Do as God does. Mimic. In other words, live it out before the world. Live it out.
Ooh,
for the world.
Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
The mother don't have to mourn.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
The mother don't have to mourn.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
If Pharaoh's the one.
They
get drowned and see one
day in the Red
Sea. But Jesus said, hey,
oh, Mary, don't you
mourn. Tell your little sister she don't have to mourn no more.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Now can I get a witness? She said,
oh, Mary, don't you weep.
The mother don't have to mourn.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Maybe somebody's sick today.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Somebody ain't got no home.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Battles are on.
Oh, Lord,
they got drowned in the sea one day.
And
they need a man say, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell your little sister she don't have to mourn no more.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Now, little, if I could now.
I
would tell you that I surely would now.
Surely would.
Put my foot on a rock, children.
Stand
on a rock where Moses stood one day.
Moses stood.
Because the battles are on.
Pharaoh's
got drowned in the sea one day.
Died in the Red Sea.
And I believe that man said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
I said, I believe he said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
I said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Trouble in the land will be all over after a while.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
You won't have to give up right or wrong no more.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
It could
have
been a little hard to hear.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
I called it a lie.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell you, don't you cry. Be joyful. Be happy in Jesus Christ. Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. No matter what your troubles is, God can drown your Pharaoh army in the Red Sea as well. As we continue here on House of Reduction Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Now, here's another lesson as we continue to talk about Christmas in the midst of times and the things that are taking place with us right now. As you prepare for today's lessons in life, as you go to church, as you live, you do your thing amidst the hustle and bustle of the Christmas season, realize that those that are around you that are not in Christ, or your students or whoever you are talking to, or whoever you want to lead to Christ, they're being distracted and maybe absent from class. Share with them that they are to seek to meet the call to imitate Christ. Help them recognize that living the light involves leading moral lives. Point out that living in Christ Jesus' light helps overcome darkness, the darkness that we're feeling right now in this country about what is taking place. But God is still in the midst. He's showing the light through these words that I speak to you, through the other words that have been said and shared, through the people that have lost loved ones. He's in the light. He's bringing encouraging words through them. You can do that as well. Help them also to become aware that the dualism of darkness and light has been used to promote racial inequalities. Do I drive that point home from a black person in this country, another Christian? It does not. God has no respect to a person that skins of color. That's why it's so puzzling to me the difficulty in which this present president, Barack Hussein Obama, has, as the leader of this nation. God raised him up, and he will sit him down when the time has come. But he is to show us so many things by our example of how we treat that man and how we treat others that are different than us. Finally, be aware that there are cultures in which the dark is the positive and the light is the negative. Understand that. There are some people that hate God and everything about him. But you, as a Christian, must be an example of Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Yes, he's blessing me right now. Jesus Christ is blessing me right now. As we continue here on House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, we want to thank all of you that have been a part of this ministry this morning. And we want you to be grateful for Jesus Christ, God Almighty, our Creator. Be with us. And understand that Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is in control. Be with us and know that God Almighty is in control. Know. How grateful are you? Do you love in spite of how people treat you and talk to you? Do you help the needy? Do you respond to the call of the need? When you're angry, do you not commit sins in the midst of that anger? Or do you let God take charge? As we get ready to close out our program on this Sunday morning, it's about 15 minutes to 7 as we conclude our study. And we get ready to go to church today on the fourth Sunday. There will be celebrations in many churches about Jesus Christ and the Son and the birth of Jesus. How will you celebrate it? Will you be Christ-like? On behalf of all of us here at House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, on a Sunday morning, December the 23rd, as we bury the dead from the December 14 tragedy, some 8 days later, we want to thank all of you for sending up your prayers and your alms to Jesus Christ for those that are in need and in distress and mourning. Mourn with those that mourn. Be happy with those that are happy. On behalf of all of us here at House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, do not forget Brother Jeff Hawkins and Hope Builders Ministry. Do not forget the Dignity Project. The Dignity Project in Zambia continues to grow as you help support orphans and widows. You can become a partner with us by sponsoring the Dignity Project for just $30 a month. $1 per day on an average day for 30 days in a month. You can do that. Hope Builders Ministry, Dignity Project. Hope Builders Ministry. Hope Builders Ministry vision is to reach Africa for Jesus Christ, the gospel, in collaboration with indigenous partners. The indigenous partners are the people there in Africa, the people that know the community, the people that know the life, people that live there, the sons and the daughters and the children right there in the neighborhood. Hope Builders Ministry focus is to become training pastors and African leaders and planting local indigenous churches throughout Africa. You can do that by being a sponsor of a hub, as a church, as an individual. You can make a contribution to Zambia. Support us. On behalf of all of us, is Brother Jeff Hawkins and the Hope Builders Ministry, as we talk to you about today's life and what's taking place, be not discouraged, for God is still in charge. Good night, good morning, and be blessed in Jesus Christ, God Almighty, your host, Freddie Howard. Good night and God bless. Grateful.
your hands in this atmosphere.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful
for
the victory
that
we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift
your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
doing all the things that you can to help others. We want to talk a minute before we go up there about getting involved with Hope Builders Ministry. Your gift makes a difference in the lives of brothers and sisters in Christ. These $15 gift for Bible for believers will purchase a Bible and deliver Bible into the hands of a needy Christian. All those more Bibles we buy, the better the price for Bible. The average cost for Bible is on the language of the Zambian, it's about $12. The cost to deliver and distribute them is labor intensive. Most of the Bibles go to rural areas where the roads are bad or non-existent. Fuel is expensive everywhere. Monthly gifts, regular giving enables us better planning so that we may order sufficient stuff. Your monthly gift will help many converts become disciples. You can donate here at http.org. Country donate /55html at hopebuildersministries.org/country/donate/country/55.html. You can make your donation there. You can pray for us. Pray regularly for Bibles for believers, suffering Christians, and those too poor to buy their own Bibles. Pray for church planters, missionaries, and evangelists as they win souls for Christ. Pray for the mentors and leaders who disciples and new believers. And you can contact to receive regular prayer letters. This is Jeff, Brother Jeff Hawkins' email address. It's hymnafrica.com, Bibles, /55852/hymnafrica@yahoo.com. That's hymnafrica.com/bibles-for-believers/55852/hymnafrica@yahoo.com. This is Brother Jeff Hawkins' email address. Organize for a Bible for Believers Day in your church. The pastor can preach a message on the sufficiency and authority of the Scripture to equip and mature believers. A love offering is taken on the designated day. Sunday school classes at Bible study group can make the regular offering as well. Contact us if you can help organize a Bible for Believers Day. We will provide you with brochures and given envelopes for the event. Share Bibles for Believers need representatives in every community. You may contact us at mafrica.com/bibles-for-believers/558.mafrica.com if you would like to consider this minister's opportunity. Again, as we close out our program, ways that you can get involved. You can give. You can pray. You can organize a Bible for Believers Day in your church. And they will just let them know that you want to organize a Bible for Believers Day. All right. We're going to close it out. We have about 30 minutes left. We're going to close it out with some beautiful Christian music, church, Christian Christmas music here. And we will see you again tomorrow night on House of Latin Gospel Blog Talk Radio. On behalf of Brother Jeff Hawkins and all the folks here in House Hope Builders Ministry, we say good night and God bless.
Mm-hmm.